Back to the refrain, okay. The two things in the two boxes.
It switched. I think the chord switched to the left on the second box, the last line there. So I'm so, it should be C over so. I'm so.
Are you talking about the second time?
Yeah, the second box, the last line.
Oh, the C is
it's over
it's
so.
I'm so devoted. Yeah, the C is switched over to so.
Okay.
But the other
is
chords.
G7. Yeah.
Devo.
Ted is G7. Okay, I wonder about that.
Yeah.
So there's no F?
Oh, yeah, there's
there
F.
There is. It goes from F to
so G7. It's C over so, right?
And then,
so, and then devo.
And then G7 comes over to Ted.
So F
and C
is over
comes
D.
over a little bit.
Yeah.
F is over V.
Vo.
D. D E.
Oh.
Mm.
So like.
No, I don't think so.
Because. So F is over cost, right?
Yeah. I think that's right.
It can die because I'm so devo. Oh, F is over vo.
Yeah.
You got it.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay,
okay, I will fix that too.
Okay.
Okay, so I said I was gonna. So on. Also, we want spaghetti.
Yes.
A spaghetti western.
Do you want me to send it to you in Word then?
Send it to me so I don't miss any of the words.
Okay, I'll send it to you in Word rather than PDF.
Yeah, Word is much better. Whenever you send PDF, it's much more difficult because the form you lose the formatting when you do that copying.
Okay.
So yes, and then.
Okay.
And sometimes the chords don't align right.
Okay.
That's probably what happened here.
Okay.
Okay.
So it's the same on the first verse, guys. The first verse, the last line, is the same switch over. So the last line, guess by now you know that I'm. So C over I'm. And then D, vo, F over vo, T,
yes.
Is G7.
D voted is F. Voted is F, right?
Yeah.
Vote is F.
And then
G7
is T.
Ted
is
G7.
And C comes over to you.
Yep.
Everything else okay?
Everything should be okay.
Okay, so the way I understand it from, I copied this from another place where it was kind of hard to read. So we do the first part, then we do the refrain, number two. Refrain, number two. And there was a note that says, adding, repeat number two, adding the chords G and C sharp. I had no idea what that meant.
Yeah, me too.
I'm going to scratch that.
Yeah, scratch.
That didn't seem to make any, maybe that makes some sense, but I couldn't figure it out.
That might have been on the, what I found it on, what do you call it? I go to
Ultimate Guitar or
Ultimate Guitar.
Yeah.
But you know, it's not like it used to be able to change the keys. the keys on it. You can't do that anymore unless you subscribe.
Yeah. I don't subscribe, so I just get what they give me.
Yeah, me too.
But I used to be able to change the chords to it and then print it, you know.
I think there's also, I meant to tell my guitar class this, I found an app somewhere where you can take a song, it probably has to be in Courier font, and stick it in there and tell it what key you want it to transpose, and it'll just do it for you. Do you know what I'm talking about when I say Courier font?
Yeah, I do. So if I take Times Roman font,
and I type and I line the chords up where they're supposed to be, and then I change it to Courier, they get misaligned.
That looks like it's Courier.
This might be Times New Roman.
Oh, really? Because I aligned them, I had to go in.
So a lot of times when there's another font also. So the property that hurts you is that each letter in Courier has exactly the same width.
And therefore, if you align the chords,
it's going to carry over. And so there's Courier and there's another one that I've been meaning to... Another one that looks better than Courier, because Courier looks somewhat plain. Not that it's bad, but it looks... So I'll see if I can...
I didn't realize that that was the way that Courier operated, because I know like the like the capital W has got like three half spaces, and then the N's have got two half spaces, and the M's have got three half spaces.
Yeah.
And so most of the fonts do that.
That's true.
So
most of the fonts, the letters are not all the same size. And that makes for a nicer looking piece of text. But Courier has that other property that's nice. The W.
I didn't realize the W would have the exact same size.
Oh, one other thing. Oh, okay.
Is this kind of? I'm thinking this is kind of what we want to do when there's things that are repeated. Like a chorus.
I tuned into your messages to put the chorus or refrain in a box.
Not just in a box, but an indented box.
Indented box, yeah.
And that way, when the chorus repeats, it's very easy to go up and visually see the chorus. Where if I have the chorus and it's not indented, and down here it says repeat chorus. Come up and where is it? It's not set off. So the box, like here on I Shall Not Be Moved, you notice it's set off. And there's the chorus. I see it. Well, here it's obvious because it's a simple song. But let's see if there's another one that shows it more clearly. Maybe. But I think you can understand what I'm saying.
Yeah,
I do. I understand.
It's just a lot of work.